This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time on RNIB Connect Radio to talk guide dog blogs. Yes, we talk about our furry companions and various different topics to try and find out how different guide dog owners deal with different types of situations. Joining us today is Janice Mitchell for the first time. Janice, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
So can you tell us, first of all, a little bit about yourself and about your current guide dog?
Well, initially I was in the Royal Navy, and then when I left that, I retrained as an intensive care cardiac nurse, which I have now retired from. I had perfect vision, needed reading glasses, and that was my lot. And then I went to my bed one night and woke up the following morning to discover I had lost 80% of my vision due to an acute angle closure in both eyes caused by glaucoma. So that was a huge, huge shock to the system. I have no depth perception and no peripheral vision at all. My central vision varies very much on a day-to-day basis. Daylight, nighttime, it all affects it. So although I can see in front of me, I can't see very clearly. So I struggled for quite a bit, having to adjust to that. And then a little angel called Megan appeared by my side. Megan is obviously my first guide dog. She is a 5-year-old now, yellow Labrador. I got her slightly older. She was 2.5 when I got her because she was one of the pups held back during the COVID lockdown. But I'm glad that she was held back because it meant that she was the match for me. I'm quite petite. I'm only 5 foot tall, and Megan is classed as a petite yellow Labrador. So that's why we were matched. Guide dogs, it's just opened my life up again, because losing my sight so suddenly, I really felt my life had come to an end. But now it's actually fuller than it ever was before, because I just take on everyday challenges and say I'm not going to let my sight loss stop me.
The topic I want to touch on this week is taking your dog to hospital appointments. Now, that is something I've not done yet with my guide dog, and I'm still fairly new to it. I've taken my dog to a GP appointment, but when it comes to hospitals, naturally, they're very kind of the type of environment hospitals are. Have you had much experiences taking Megan into a hospital?
I have, unfortunately. Because of the eye condition, I've got two things going on. I see two different eye consultants. So I'm at hospital for that once every 3 months. So that's 4 times a year I'm guaranteed to be going to hospital. But they're just simple outpatient appointments. But unfortunately, I had to have minor surgery for cancer, and that involved a lot of the more complicated procedures, x-ray, CT scans, and an operation. So I wasn't sure how that would go with Megan, but with a few adaptations, she was never separated from me apart from the 1 hour that I was in surgery, and she was just sitting outside the operating room with my daughter for that. So I was very lucky she got to come to every appointment, into every scan with me.
What sort of adaptations did you have done in order to allow Megan to be there in hospital with you?
Well, I didn't think she would be able to come in for the x-ray or for the scan. And I phoned in advance in case I needed to take somebody with me to sit outside with her. But they explained I wouldn't need to do that. She could come in, and when the x-ray and the scan was being done, she just simply moved behind the safety screen and sat with the radiographer. It just gave me comfort knowing she was only a few feet away from me.
It must have felt really good to have her there, where it's quite helpful to have familiar people and dogs beside you.
Absolutely, because luckily the operation, which was on my face, was done under local and slight sedation. But the cute thing for me was, because she was sitting outside, I could hear her singing the song of her people occasionally, a little, "Ooh, where's my mum?" So that sort of almost, like you say, I just felt comfort that she was there. And as soon as it was over, to open the door and have that big rush towards me with a waggy tail, It just brings such joy into your heart, because I would have worried if I had left her at home with a friend and gone with a white cane. I would have been just so worried about her that it would have made my anxiety so much worse. It was like having your best friend by your side throughout everything.
When it comes to the hospital, you've mentioned how supportive they were. Were you expecting them to be this supportive, or were you thinking that you might have a few issues with hospitals accepting your guide dog?
I thought I would have some issues, so I was pleasantly surprised, especially not with my eye appointments, because I expected them, well, it's the eye department, they'll be used to guide dogs. But when I had to go to oncology, I was very surprised at how open they were, especially during the scan. And even when I've gone for dressings, I thought they're not going to let me. So I always brought a friend, thinking, I can't possibly be allowed into a dressing area with an assistance dog slash guide dog. But no, their opinion was she can come in. She was put in the corner facing me so that she could see me and I could see her.
Have you at any stage had any reluctance by any kind of medical establishment to not have your dog there?
I have, and it's quite funny because it was the eye department, and that just sort of blew my mind. The first time I went down for my eye appointment with Megan, the receptionist said, I'm sorry, but you can't bring a dog in here. You know, and I really thought she was having a joke, because I thought, this is only department, this is the eye department, this is all they deal with. There must be other people with guide dogs. But the other receptionist butted in and said, no, assistance dogs, guide dogs are allowed in. So that surprised me. And then my consultant is actually scared of dogs, which I didn't know. And when I went to walk in, she said, oh, I can't have a dog in here. I'm scared of them. You know, it's a difficult situation that you're put into, because I thought, I don't have somebody I know with me. Am I happy to hand Megan over to a total stranger? And I know they're not going to harm her, but am I going to feel okay with that? And I think the nurse could see the bit of panic on my face. So she said, I'll come into the room and sit in the far corner with the dog. But luckily now the consultant has seen how settled and calm Megan is, and my consultant is now at the stage that I can go in without anybody to hold Megan, and the consultant will give Megan a little pat on her back.
There's a lot of people that I've met who are, it's a bit of a tangent here, but I found a lot of people who are scared of dogs quite often because of how calm most guide dogs are. Quite often, these people tend to be change kind of their approach to dogs as they see them. Finally, is there anything you take with you to the hospital when you take Megan with you just to, make it a bit easier for her?
Always make sure I've got my treats with me, and of course the famous poo bag for outside in case we need it. But I also take one of our little snuffle mats with her if I know I'm going to be there a long time, so that she's distracted with that, and also fresh water. I have one of these bottles that you can open up for them.
Thank you, Janice Mitchell, for joining us here for Guide Dog Blogs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.